I think this PEDcast title speaks for itself. Today we're going to go over six important things breakfast does for your children and why all parents with young children should make providing breakfast a priority for their children. Stay tuned for this informative and important PEDcast that's coming at you right now with me, your host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Well, why did Grandma like breakfast for her kids so much? And why did she think it was so important? Well, I'm sure she would have preferred to sleep in rather than getting up and doing all that food preparation and cleanup. But somehow she knew it was important, and thank goodness she did. Her children were the beneficiaries of her efforts. Well, what are these great six benefits of children eating breakfast, you're wondering? Well, here they are. Number one. Having a nutritious breakfast has been shown to improve a child's ability to pay attention. It enhances a child's ability to make good decisions and improves their short-term memory when compared with children who are still fasting at the time that school starts. You want that for your kids, right? You want them at their cognitive best when that school bell rings and breakfast. Making sure they eat breakfast is one way to make sure that happens. Number two, breakfast got its name from the fact that sleeping is a fasting, low-energy state. And eating breakfast breaks that fast, breaks that low-energy state, and revs up your kids' metabolism so they can perform. The day is waiting for them, and breakfast primes the pump for them to turn on their energy production. You want them to make the most of each and every day. Breakfast gives them a running start at that day's challenges. Number three, some experts estimate that on average, children consume 40% of their total calories outside the home, with parents having little or no control of what their children are fed. Providing a breakfast gives you complete control of what your children eat at that meal. Don't give this opportunity away. Make breakfast a meal full of high-quality food that will nourish your children. Number four, having a breakfast time gives your children a chance to wake up before they are expected to perform and learn at school. Being awake long enough to eat breakfast ensures that they're fully awake by the time they reach school, tummy full and brain fully awake. Number five, I know it's counterintuitive, but research has shown that eating breakfast helps both adults and children control their weight. A little more about this in just a minute. And number six, and this one is super important. Providing time for breakfast each morning gives you some quiet time to spend with your children and a chance to reinforce to them things that are important for their success. Jimmy, remember to take your time and do your best on that math test today. Alice, did you remember to pack your social studies project that you need to turn in today? And Billy, here is what you do if you get bullied at school. Well, breakfast time also gives you a chance to listen to your children's concerns and worries about the day. I always found my children more willing to talk about their feelings, either very early or very late in the day. I got some of my best insights into what they were thinking at the edges of the day. I hope you will too. Well, is there any evidence that any of this is right? Well, yes. As for children learning better who eat breakfast, reason number one, mothers, grandmothers, and teachers have believed this to be true for a long, long time based on their own observations. I don't need much more than this to be convinced that it's true. Their observations are better than any double-blind study since it reflects really millions of observations and data points to use today's lingo. It also makes common sense. A hungry, sleepy child is not going to learn as well as one who is awake and has a full stomach. This is a fact. There is a recent review article, linked in the show notes, that summarized scientific articles on the subject, and the authors of this review came to the same conclusion. Breakfast improves children's ability to learn at school. As for reason number three, controlling the quality of food your children eat, I think this speaks for itself. But if you need more encouragement to get up and fix a good, healthy breakfast for your kids, check out this WebMD article that I've linked in the show notes. More on what constitutes a healthy breakfast in just a moment. And finally, as for the issue of weight control and obesity, reason number five, we'll take a look at this huge study known as the Adventist Study, also linked in the show notes, that followed 48,000 people over a 7-year period and found that those eating breakfast, especially a large breakfast, had better weight control than those that did not eat breakfast at all. Well, you may be wondering what constitutes a good breakfast. What should you strive to provide for your kids to give them the best breakfast possible? Well, some of this is opinion, since there's not a lot of money being spent on double-blind, placebo-controlled long-term studies to see if a child's breakfast improves their metabolism. But let's start with what many experts believe to be a healthy breakfast. What does that food need to provide for your child? Breakfast needs to provide foods that are full of energy, along with other nutrients that give kids things like vitamins and essential fats. It need to be foods that provide balanced proteins, such as those found in egg-based foods, soy-based foods, fish, or other meats. It needs to provide foods that are rich in fiber and natural sugars that burn slowly, powering your child all through the morning, like whole grain cereals, fruits, nuts, and berries. And additionally, it's good to put in some fermented foods like yogurt or kefir that not only give your child easy to digest energy, but that feed their little microbiome in their guts. Okay, if those are the foods that make up a good breakfast for kids, what would be on DocSmo's not good list? What's a bad breakfast? Well, the opposite of a good breakfast, of course. All these foods fall into the processed food categories. Number one on this list are foods full of empty calories, which means foods where sugar has been separated from fiber. High glycemic index foods like most kids' breakfast cereals, processed waffles, syrup, pancakes, donuts, and packaged breakfast pastries, just to mention a few. Additionally, foods that are high in calories that contain little or no protein, micronutrients, or fiber. And most children's breakfast cereals, they fall into. And finally, foods that contain very artificial and altered ingredients like trans fats, preservatives, and artificial colors and dyes. So in conclusion, was Grandma right about putting such an emphasis on her children getting breakfast at the beginning of their day? Well, you bet she was, for the following reasons. It allows your children to do their best thinking in school. It gives your children's metabolism a boost at a time of day when their metabolism is slow from sleeping. Breakfast provides your children essential nutrients and gives you a chance to control some of their intake. Eating breakfast gives their sleepy brains a chance to wake up from sleep. It helps your kids control their weight. And finally, it gives you, their parents, a chance to talk, show concern, advise, and encourage, to really communicate. Yes, Grandma was right again. So for many other posts about your grandma's wisdom, check out the new tab I've created on my homepage under Topics. Those grandmas were wise ones. And here's a DocSmo pearl for you. Grandma's common sense and strong desire to see her children succeed is the source of her amazing wisdom. Well, thanks again for listening. I hope you learned something that you can put to use with your children. If you enjoy hearing about child health topics with PEDcast, consider taking a moment to write a review on iTunes or the Doximo Facebook page. Doing either of these things helps others find my podcast. And remember, Portable Practical Pediatrics is a blog, and that means your comments and insights are welcome. Share them. This is Doximo reminding you that Grandma knew what was best for her crew. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Doximo.com website. This Doximo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.